Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Screenwriters and major studios now have a tentative agreement to end a nearly five-month-old strike that virtually paralyzed Hollywood. More than 11,000 members of the Writers Guild of America still have to sign off on it. Also, tens of thousands of film and television actors with SAG-AFTRA are still on strike, all fighting for higher pay, benefits, and stronger job protections in an industry that's increasingly invested in AI. Some snacks for striking auto workers near Chicago this morning, courtesy of Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. The political attention's about to heat up this week when President Biden joins workers on the picket lines in Detroit tomorrow, and a day later, former President Donald Trump follows suit. Thousands of United Auto Workers members went on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis 10 days ago for higher pay, shorter work weeks, and stronger job protections. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports a separate auto workers union in Canada has approved a deal with Ford, but it's not yet clear how that might play into U.S. talks.
Members of Unifor, the Canadian auto workers union, struck a deal without striking. Unifor says production workers in Canada will now make 35% more than equivalent workers in the U.S. Ford only employs about 5,600 union workers in Canada. It has 10 times that many UAW workers in the States. The UAW continues to negotiate with Ford, GM, and Stellantis. It seems closer to a deal with Ford, but the company's last update indicated significant gaps remain between the two sides. Workers are trying to get back some benefits they gave up about 15 years ago. The companies say the union's demands would make it impossible to compete with non-union rivals. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Democrat New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is rebuffing calls to resign after being indicted on federal bribery charges. Charles Lane of member station WNYC reports after Menendez addressed reporters without taking questions this morning.
Menendez is accused of giving sensitive information to Egypt and trying to interfere with criminal cases. Federal prosecutors say businessmen bribed him with gold bars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and a luxury car. He read from a prepared statement without addressing most of the accusations, but said he kept large amounts of cash in his home for emergencies.
This will be the biggest fight yet. But as I have stated throughout this whole process, I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
Menendez didn't say if he'll run for re-election in 2024. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane in New Jersey.
U.S. stocks end the day higher, with the Dow closing up 43 points at 34,006. You're listening to NPR News. The Ukrainian military says it killed the commander of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. There's been no formal word from the Russian Defense Ministry. Ukrainian Special Operations Forces posted a message on Telegram today stating Admiral Viktor Sokolov was among 34 Russian officers who died in a Ukrainian strike on Russian naval headquarters in occupied Crimea last week. In Maui, some fire evacuees are being allowed to return to their neighborhoods in Lahaina to see what's left of their homes for the first time since wildfires swept through early August. A zone of about two dozen parcels was cleared for re-entry today. The practice of submerging yourself in icy cold water has taken off in popularity in recent years. Much of the interest is driven by what are believed to be the health benefits of so-called cold plunging or ice dipping. NPR's Will Stone reports on what scientists say about the health trend.
Cold plunging is all over social media, with influencers and celebrities preaching the benefits. The trend is partly propelled by Wim Hof, an extreme athlete from the Netherlands. But scientists who study cold exposure, like Francois Amon at the University of Ottawa, say there's not yet much high-quality evidence on the practice.
We have a lot of catching up to do if we want to try to understand the benefits of cold.
Research does show that cold exposure in general can help with metabolic health, and scientists are currently looking into the potential mental health benefits of cold water immersion, including its effect on anxiety and depression. Will Stone, NPR News.
The Dow closed up 43 points, S&P up 17, the Nasdaq gained 59 points. This is NPR.